He who hath created thee without thee will not justify thee without thee. He who has created thee without thee will not justify thee without thee. Now hear what St. Augustine is saying is that without your choice or without my agreement, God has created us. He's given us life. But Augustine goes on to say that what is even more important is our spiritual creation. And when it comes to that, Augustine says, God will not work without our cooperation. Dietrich von Hildebrand, who was the person supposedly Hitler hated more than anyone else because of how he spoke against the Third Reich, was a great philosopher and theologian during the mid part of the 20th century. And Hildebrand understands exactly what Augustine was getting at when he wrote, "The true Christian, though mindful of the fact that left to himself he would fall again and again, also knows that in baptism he has received from Christ a supernatural principle of holy life, and that through God's grace he shall and can become a new man." And here Hildebrand gets exactly at what Augustine was saying when he writes, "He knows that God wills his cooperation in this process of transformation." Isn't that well said? That God wills your cooperation, my cooperation, in the process of transformation. And we could not have a clearer text than the one from today's gospel, perhaps the most famous of all Jesus' sayings, where he uses as the base of it the Shema, the Hero Israel, from the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5 are these words, "Hero Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone." Now, one of the things you have to appreciate about the Jewish people that was unique, in a world that was filled with the idea of polytheism, that is, many, many gods, the Jewish people understood that there is only one God, Yahweh, the Lord himself. And indeed, St. Paul, in picking up on this, repeatedly refers to Jesus Christ as Lord, in other words, Yahweh, the one that the book of Deuteronomy speaks of. And what does the Lord do? Well, he takes the Shema of Israel, and he then shows us that there are four ways in which we, in our interior and our exterior life, are to cooperate with God for our transformation. We're to cooperate in the heart. And we could say that the heart is like our conscience, the place where we know the difference between right and wrong, the place where we choose the good and reject the bad. He then also speaks of our soul. And our soul is that part of us that is the essence of what it is to be human. For indeed, we understand that the soul was created at the point of our conception. And after our physical death, our soul will leave our body, will ascend to heaven, where it will await the resurrection of the dead, where it will then be joined to a resurrected body. Jesus then also talks about the importance of our mind, that to be a Christian is to be a person who is being informed by the teaching of the church. So during this time, when we've got more time on our hands, may I encourage you to watch less Netflix and to spend more time watching videos, studying those books that will help you to better live out and to understand the Catholic faith. And finally, Jesus says we are to love him with our strength. To be transformed into the character of Christ does not just happen accidentally. It involves our will, it involves our decision, and it is to be purposeful. And when we learn to live this way, we discover that God, in the words of Hosea, is indeed like this evergreen cypress, and our faithfulness comes from him. So in conclusion, as we grow in knowing what it is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we then realize that we are to love our neighbor as ourself. The Venerable Bede, who lived in the 7th century, brings together the whole of Jesus' teaching with these thoughtful words. Neither of these two kinds of love is expressed with full maturity without the other, because God cannot be loved apart from our neighbor, nor our neighbor apart from God. Hence, as many times as Peter was asked by our Lord if he loved him and attested his love, the Lord added at the end of each inquiry, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs," as if he were saying there's only one adequate confirmation of wholehearted love for God. That is to labor steadily for the needs of those who are in your midst and exercising a continuing care for them. What a great way to think during this time of COVID-19. There's nothing we could do that's more important than to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves.